Hagar, our emergency response.
Okay, good. So the hurricane's tracked out to the east, which is good for us. So really, it makes it even better for what's going to happen in Curry Beach. They expect the winds to not even get in tropical storm force now. We do continue to expect significant rain, and we've had significant rain over the last few hours. At 10 o'clock, the county had a meeting at the EOC of the control group, which I and my representative for since Dean's out of town, and talked about the issues. Because of the flooding issues across the county, we already have Canal Drive closed at Carolina Beach. There's road closures in Carolina Beach. In downtown Wilmington and in some of the county areas, there are already road closures. The county, the emergency manager warmly recommended a state of emergency for the county, effective at 6 p.m. so that it was after business hours, but so any expenditures by the county, we can apply for reimbursement. He also requested that the four municipalities do the same thing. So I've talked with Wrightsville Beach, and they plan to do that. Carolina Beach is meeting at 1:30, and their emergency manager, the assistant town manager, is recommending that they also do a state of emergency. I asked them if they were going to recommend any preventative actions, and they said no on them doing. So they just said they would not be recommending any actions for Carolina Beach, but they expect to declare a state of emergency, and their mayor said he expected their council would do that. So what I'd like to do is go around the department heads, see if they have any changes from yesterday, and then at the end, I will recommend we do that in conjunction with the county, but recommend no protective actions unless one of the department heads recommends it. So we'll start around the room. Fire?
No, sir. Everything looks what we expected on the beach. We moved a few towers this morning. Other than that.
And how many beach accesses are barricaded now? Just one, or?
I just saw the one at Ocean Dunes, and they had caution taped off pretty good. We haven't taped any off.
Okay.
But as far as what we took a quick survey of both north and south, it didn't look like there was any other issues.
Okay. And part of it, I heard, washed away. We just tried to find it on the beach, or we just figure it out at
Fort Fisher.
Somewhere at Fort Fisher.
Yeah, we'll find it on the rock. Fort Fisher.
Broken on the rock. Okay.
What was that washed away?
Part of the beach access, the stairs down, I think, at Ocean Dunes.
At Ocean Dunes.
Nancy, for admin?
No, we're good.
Since this new budget, we have a finance. Oh, we'll go around. John Batson, sorry. I was going to skip because they go together, but now I won't. Sorry, Mr. Batson.
I don't have anything to.
Yeah, you know.
Not today.
Okay.
You always forget. Them,
yeah. Sonny, anything?
Low areas are getting flooded.
Right. Yep.
Trying to keep what water we can out of a few houses. That's in the lowest areas, and so wherever they're pumping, trying to keep. You're going to keep that. Roads look pretty good right now. It's only going to get worse, though.
Yep.
Not going to get any better.
Yep.
So, we're pumping on our lift station, main lift station, as hard as we can. It's not real pretty right now, but I'll keep you updated on that.
Okay. Carlos, since we now have the finance department.
Yeah, nothing different, I guess. I mean, we'll.
So, one of the things for all the department heads, any expenses after 6 p.m. that are not normal business, you need to track them and report them to Arlen. We will ask for a reimbursement, but I do not expect us to get it. FEMA will not, and most likely we don't believe FEMA will declare, but with the state declaring, we can at least apply to the state, but I don't imagine we'll get anything. So. But still track it. It's good for the process, so it's good for you guys to do that. Anything from, I'll go around the council now. I'll start with Craig, since you're on that side.
I believe I don't have any questions beyond what the department heads have already said. I imagine since police is not represented that we must be okay.
Yeah, I think with Mike, he might be busy on an issue.
So
he was going to be here.
Yeah, we're all right.
Yeah, I saw him jump in a car a little while ago and took it off. So
there must be some issue. Because he was planning on being here. I talked to him this morning at 6
a.m. Right.
Okay?
No questions.
No questions, anyone? Mr. Mayor? we'll just see what happens in the beach afterwards.
Right.
Okay.
Doing a great job there.
Yeah, okay, so, Nancy, I see since Dean's not in here in person, he can't vote, right?
He can on the phone.
He can on the phone, okay.
You sure that's him?
Yeah, you want to do a test? Want to do a quiz?
Ask him a quiz.
Okay, so based on all the information we've heard, my recommendation to the council, and I'll make this a motion, that the town declare a state of emergency effective 6 p.m. today to be in line with the county and state declarations. I would not recommend any preventative actions other than what the department heads are already taking as part of normal activities. And that's the first recommendation, so let's get that one out of the way, then we'll talk about how we get out of it. So, that's a motion.
That's a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Dean, you can vote.
Aye.
There you go.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Now, the second one is how we come out of this. There's a couple of ways we can do that. We can continue this meeting to Sunday. Can we continue the meeting open-ended and then I can call? No. So we could just continue to Monday morning. That's what the county did. And we can continue the meeting to Monday morning at 8 a.m. Is that good? Dean, is 8 a.m. you'll be back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now that we need but three of us.
How about nine?
How about nine for the staff? I'm fine with that. Nine, give it to the retirees, dude. Nine, all right.
Yeah.
I was trying to get to work, but nine will be fine, right?
Well, how about that? We need to meet before then?
Well, after 6 p.m., we're under a state of emergency, so I'm in charge of the emergency management. So, department head, you can call me, right?
Forgot all that.
Right. And so, I'll be checking in with the department heads. You guys all have my cell phone, so if it's before 6 p.m., we'll have to call council, but after that, you can call me, right? That's all I have. Anybody else?
That's a motion.
We do want to send out, so we have a declaration already here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in just a second. We do want to send out an email to our email distribution list that we're declaring effective with no, I don't know how to phrase it, we got to think about it, but.
Well, it's pretty much worded.
Well, I just want people to know we're not impacting the businesses, we're not causing any.
Voluntary evacuation.
Voluntary evacuation.
No curfews.
That's right.
All services are going to remain.
That's right, all services is still, unless there's power outages or something happens, we're not expecting to change normal operations for the town. We're doing this more to be in line with the rest of the entities. Anything from Fort Fisher, LT? None at all?
No new changes.
Hey, Austin, the captain's here, Captain.
Hey.
LT's
on my way to the house. I thought I was helping.
Outstanding, I don't blame you. Good.
Well, just so you guys know, we're closing the NASCAR Training Center. As far as state active duty, the North Carolina NASCAR has brought everybody on orders that's going to be on the state active duty packages. They're going to be, they've already positioned around the state. They're not positioning anybody on the island due to the bridge issue. Can close in time up, but they all know that if need be, they got a landing zone, helicopters can get in, all that other stuff if it gets that bad.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's good to know you guys are here, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Do we know if various operating?
So that's DOT. They have not declared right now, with the winds not getting above, not getting above tropical storm force, I would assume it'll stay on normal operations. But they
unless they're flooding on the road. Right. They closed it down. I think they shut it down for a few hours one day because of flooding.
Because of high tide?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if they close the road, they close the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, that is a good point. Okay, I make a motion. We continue the meeting till 9 a.m. Monday morning.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Dean? Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.